Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I want to thank Chris from the Farmhouse Lounge. It's a restaurant, a bar outside town, right?
Yeah, it's just outside of Weeping Water. Chris is great.
That's
it's
in Nebraska. You played there before, right?
Nick performs
the Farmhouse from time to time.
She sent us some koozies. The koozies say the Farmhouse Lounge, Weeping Water. That's a little town outside of Omaha, in case you're wondering. Yeah, not in the area. Washed my effing hands, stayed the F home, killed it with booze. Hashtag quarantine 2020. And she spells out the effing, so thank you. I will use that.
I've been meaning to drive out there to get some margaritas. They're doing like to-go cocktails and stuff.
Oh, of course, man. Love the Cadeau. Whatever. Right. Jesus.
I'll get that in post. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the Farmhouse is fun. They have a cool like outdoor area, so we'll do like outside.
Is that that picture
shows.
You sent? You're doing a...
Yeah, I posted a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that was right. Okay, that looked like a nice place. Yeah. Cool.
We did a show. It was a couple years ago during my set. It just started raining and hailing, and it's like a metal roof.
Right.
So it's like... Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking.
It was tough to do jokes.
You obviously...
Tough to compete against the hail?
Yeah, it was so loud.
You got a full house, family. So you never really hit the road much. You actually have done a lot of stuff. You've been on TV, national TV, Nick, and you do as many gigs as you can outside of town. But you got to be around. You also have another job, and now you're doing this with us.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get through this because you're not on the road, although you really want to be on stage. I get that. But I was thinking about it with Porter yesterday, and this is weird. I'm not talking about our rich comedian friends, and he's not one of them. Our rich comedian friends, you know, the Lewis Blacks, the cable guys, they're loaded. They're fine. They'll be fine. But that job has just went away. And it's really weird.
Yeah.
I know a lot of jobs are going away right now, but a lot of those jobs are coming back. I don't know when that one's coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Chris Porter's supposed to be at the Funny Bone in August, Colleen told Puss. But when is that? They're sitting around thinking, do I have to change careers?
Yeah,
I bet you that's crossed a lot of guys'
minds. Well, and even if it comes back, what does it look like?
Can they make as much money going back to have houses for a year or two?
If you have a job that involves drawing a crowd,
right,
that's kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah. So, I hate to be a downer there, but I just keep thinking about that when I think of stand-up. All of our buddies, we're talking to Lundholm a little bit, you know? And he's not one of those rich guys. He's a road dog, does pretty well, I'm sure, but you know.
Oh, I'm thinking
you got to work.
Yeah, you got to go to work. You got to work to keep. You got to keep working.
Local musicians who supplement their income.
God, that's obviously
by doing the band stuff.
Right.
You know what's going to happen with them?
Yeah. Well, that's the joke, though. A lot of those guys say a local musician lost $200 last month. You know, because those guys do it for the love of the music most of the time. They're not making. They're not getting rich in bars. They're not. You know.
But they're counting on that income to pay some utilities.
Of course they are.
Whatever.
Of course they are.
You take $600 a month away from somebody.
Yeah.
You're going to feel that.
Yeah, Craig's not announcing anything now. No baseball, you know.
Yeah, it hurts. I was thinking about music. You can still the live aspect is gone,
right?
For now, but you can still release a song and play.
Yeah.
But stand-up's just out.
Release a joke.
Unless you're Titus and your soundstage. Yeah.
I'm releasing another joke tomorrow.
Just joke, right.
New jokes drop every Tuesday.
Yeah. It's a single.
Yeah.
Something else that is dropping off is money laundering.
Oh. How's that? Why is that?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Nobody's running.
Because there's no businesses through which to launder.
Oh, the mob's in
trouble.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
According to the Los Angeles, top drug enforcement official in Los Angeles, the coronavirus has slowed trade-based money laundering systems that drug trafficking groups use to get profits back down to Mexico and China.
It's people just sitting around with giant duffel bags full of cash.
Cash is backing up in Los Angeles.
Like the characters in Ozark would be in trouble because they would have to shut down the casinos.
Yes.
Marty Bird could figure it out.
Right.
Yeah,
he can figure it out.
It would be a lot tougher, though.
He's a numbers guy.
In the last 3 weeks, the feds have made three seizures.
I'll let you go.
That each netted more than $1 million in suspected drug proceeds.
I said Godot, I think. I said it to go, right? Yeah, so I'll let you go on that one.
They say this is what they were doing back in the day before they figured out this money laundering thing, before the bad guys figured out this money laundering thing. So there's cash getting backed up.
Yeah, right.
I still have to watch Ozark. The first episode, I can't get through it.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. It's a dark show. I mean, physically, it's a dark show. It's not feel good.
The first episode of this new season?
The new season.
Okay.
There's just so much going on. I think I need to rewatch the last season because there's one point of that first episode where the wife is like, oh, and we've got this and this and this and this and this and this. And then I'm like, who the hell is everybody? What's going on?
That bugs me too. When shows go away for an hour, a year and a half. I didn't do that. I was going to go watch an episode from the second season. But once you start watching it, you get the gist of what happened pretty quick.
Well, and they're usually pretty good. Most of those shows are pretty good about at the beginning of a season, giving you previously.
Well, he did that. He watched that,
and it gives you kind of everything you need to know going forward.
But even then, when it's a long period of time, sometimes it does.
And there was an extended period between those two seasons. And
that's the trouble with the streaming series because they don't give you the previously.
Well, they don't want you to waste your time, that's why.
Well, even though I watched Breaking Bad the night before, I need a previously on Breaking Bad to recap the previous episode.
Once I'm watching the Netflix series, I don't need the previously, so that's probably why they don't.
You know, when they do the previously on, they hit on things. They may go back a few episodes, but they hit on things that are going to be relevant in that particular episode coming up.
They usually do.
So I kind of like the recap.
Yeah, but remember, Todd couldn't remember why he went to the garage 5 seconds later,
let alone
the night before.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Common.
Yeah.
That might have been the cannabis
More common
oil.
For Todd, you mean?
That's common for everyone.
Right. 91.5% THC cannabis oil.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like, they laundered money on Breaking Bad in the car wash.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That made sense to me, where they just, wheeled cash in on all the pop or whatever he was wheeling in.
I got it.
And for the record, if you're going to Los Angeles to buy your meth, the wholesale price of meth has soared to about $1,800 a pound compared with about $900 a pound 5 months ago.
Why? Less buyers? So they wouldn't rather raise the price?
Yeah. And keep in mind something that we've also mentioned. The cartels are getting a lot of their stuff from China. And China isn't making it.
Oh, okay.
It comes from specifically Wuhan.
All right. Oh, okay.
The fentanyl comes from Wuhan.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right.
So maybe not go to Los Angeles. See my asshole brother.
You can still get it. It's just twice as much.
I cannot not say that either, man.
Does he have a brother?
I don't know, but I love that song.
Good question.
I've never asked Gavin Rosdale if he has a brother. Right? It's a great line.
I actually got to meet Bush this summer. They were in town, and we went, and it took every bit of self restraint I had not to ask him if he still has an asshole.
You know
brother
why?
In Los Angeles,
because he's been asked that.
I know.
A thousand times. Yeah.
I told my wife going in. I want to ask, and she's like, "Don't do that."
My favorite story about that song is. 5 years ago, my kid's like 10 playing a Little League. We have a Little League tournament at our home field for his team, and I'm in charge of music. between innings, between games. Teams just getting ready to play the next game. And I just start, I'm thinking, oh man, I need a song. I need a song. So I'm up in the booth there. And I just, and it's at a local high school stadium, so the speakers are pretty good. And I just push, oh, Bush, that's a good song. And I start,
it's everything Zen, right?
Yeah, everything. Okay. Yeah, it's rocking. I can see the parents going, all of a sudden, see my asshole, brother. And I see grandparents look around at the speaker. And I'm up there, everybody looking up at me. Ah, sorry, dude.
Like, that guy's an asshole. What am I supposed to do?
Sorry, the guy's an asshole.
And that was the last time Tyler was asked to run the music.
Pretty much. I just totally zoned out. That's a great song. Good. You know,
just fielding grounders.
Yeah, right. Let's throw in some closer next from Nine Inch Nails.
Did you see the story about that Spanish news anchor?
There, she's a news anchor.
He.
Excuse me, he. See, I'm not, I assume they're women, because I'm a liberal.
He was hosting a live show on the YouTube when a half-naked woman walked in the background.
I saw her, too, by the way, and it's not his wife?
The woman was not his well-known girlfriend.
Oh. Uh-oh.
The anchor eventually explained on a talk show that, they haven't been together for a bit.
Which one? The girlfriend?
Yeah, he and the girlfriend haven't been together for a month or so.
Oh, then he got out of it.
No, okay.
Or did he? Was
so
he
it's
lying?
Cool.
The girlfriend.
Oh, she had a different story.
That's news to me.
She said, "Damn."
She said they had taken 4 days apart because of a little argument they had.
You know what? That's much better than I've been seeing. You watch news guys in their offices all the time, all damn day, and all you see is like a dog walking in and walking out, and that's kind of cute. I'd much rather see that, your hot girlfriend walking in naked. Yeah.
Right, with your hot girlfriend being ticked that there's your hot girlfriend.
Yeah. How pissed is he that she walked in there?
Oh, my love is on the news.
Oh, man.
He is so mad.
And it turns out people know who that other woman is as well.
I bet they do.
She's a journalist as well. And the girlfriend was on their version of Big Brother.
Well, I was going to say, picture that. That'd be, think of some major journalist that we all know.
Yeah.
And there's some hot chick also on journalist walking naked behind him.
Like Mel Kiper's side piece.
I was thinking of other people, but Mel Kiper's up fine. Yeah.
That's a Deadpool name next year.
Mel Kiper's
side piece. All right, let's check into the, Bishop of Grimsby, David Rossdale. Because he has a brother named Gavin Rossdale, but I'm not sure if it's the Gavin Rossdale.
He might not be an asshole in L.A. either. You know, he might be from, just live in London or something.
Yeah,
like
he's
that.
In England.
Yeah. Fly to London, see my asshole. But I changed it up, dude. You're so an asshole. You live in London. So I changed it up. They don't think it's you.
Oh, it's Scott.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah,
of course it's Scott. Thank you, Marcus.
I don't think this is Gavin's brother.
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, if you were the guy, you wouldn't even tell anybody that was your brother. Hey, my brother's in Bush. Oh, so you're the asshole.
Oh, I would own it, though. You'd probably have to lean into it. Yep, I'm the asshole brother in L.A. One of the best lines ever in rock and roll, it really is. It's just a great line.
Yeah.
Is that bleeped?
Oh, no. For
some stations,
radio purposes? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, that's how you know what it says. It's that it's not.
True, but I do, that's a good point because, you know, I probably heard it first on the radio.
Yeah, the first time I heard it was on the radio. But that was pre Janet Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, you could say that.
See my brother. And then it sucks.
Yes, it would be backwards.
Right.
However you say that word backwards.
Elosh.
Hoosh.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing.
No,
people appreciate.
And you don't?
I do.
No, I can tell you're going to say you don't.
No, I do. I do. It's a beautiful thing.
What's beautiful?
Wait a second here. Andrea has a question. Can you repeat who's older, Batman or Cheerios? I looked at my dad and asked his opinion, and we blew a tire, so we didn't get to hear the results.
Oh, no. Batman. Todd and I said Batman. Batman was 39. Cheerios was with 1941, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
And the losers were Nick and Puss.
So to Andrea, Batman is older.
Right.
That's going to stick through the weekend.
And I'm curious, who got it right in her car?
Yeah.
Did anyone get it right in her car?
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Queen and Adam Lambert.
Yes, we've seen that show. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Have released a new version of We Are the Champions.
Why?
You are the champions.
That's not a
man,
good
that
thing.
Sucks.
That sucks.
That sounds kind of condescending.
Which just sucks.
I've got a few seconds of it.
Let's hear it.
I got the full version if you want it, Craig.
I don't.
No, I don't either.
Let's see.
If it's obviously it's note for note, hopefully at least. Just change one word, right?
Yeah, it is. It may take a second to pop up.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
I'm already cringing.
Yeah, but you're changing it.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah.
No, totally destroys the message of the song.
And it's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change it from we to you.
No. Freddie Mercury's rolling over.
We Are the Champions is in your face.
Right.
You is inclusive. Totally ruins the message of that song.
Saluting healthcare workers.
That's become a movie I can stop on any time.
Around the world.
HBO is showing it, or Showtime. One of the movie channels shows it, and Bohemian Rhapsody. You can stop on that anytime, watch it. It's just it's great.
They're going to play that in stadiums when somebody wins a championship on the road?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the other team. You are the champions of the world.
I'm all for patting the health workers on the back,
so
of course.
So am I. Yeah.
Brian May said the new version is for everyone who is out there working and putting their life at risk.
I understand it. You're right to begin with, Craig, but it's unnecessary. And I don't want to hear it ever again.
I'll do what I can.
I'll stick to real Queen.
And I saw this, and it looks horrible. So they got to come up with new TV shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
You know, they've got their arm, you know, at least one hand tied behind their back. And so we get crap like this. Are you ready?
Some sort of Zoom thing, right?
Kinda.
Oh, God.
Fox is getting a new star-studded unscripted series, Celebrity Watch Party. It's an hour-long reality series. Looking into the real-life homes of your favorite celebrities as they film themselves reacting to other things that they see on TV.
That's awful.
Oh, this is the Mystery Science Theater 3000 concept.
No, but
no.
You don't see what they're watching.
No.
Oh, well,
no.
And they're not going to be funny. They're stars.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, wow.
It's a reaction.
They film themselves reacting along with their families to the most hilarious and exciting shows and talked about news events on TV each week.
No.
Are you looking forward to seeing an inside look and to see how Joe Buck reacts?
No.
No interest.
None.
Raven Simone, you want to see how she reacts?
No.
You want to see how Rob Lowe reacts to something he sees on TV?
Yeah.
You got to grab that Joe Buck Brockmeyer clip, Puss. We could have used it in that instance.
Bravo, my son watched that. Let's watch it with that Parks and Rec thing. That dude hasn't aged at all.
Which one?
Nick?
Rob Lowe.
Oh, Rob Lowe.
Oh, I know. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Wayne's World came out. I looked at 28 years ago.
Right.
That dude looks exactly the same.
Right.
I saw an even older Rob Lowe movie, and he looked young.
Oh, he definitely does, but he's a handsome older man.
That was about the time he was banging 16-year-olds at the Democratic National Convention.
No. No, I won't watch that.
State of Michigan giving out free condoms.
I hope so. They can stop.
They should have used more a while ago.
Yeah, about 40 years ago, with those anywhere between 25 and 40 years ago,
right.
Those bozos of the AK-47s yesterday.
Stop making Nugents and Kid Rocks.
Jesus, please stop making them.
You've got
stop
enough.
Making them, Michigan.
You've got enough Nugents and Kid Rocks.
That's embarrassing. I'm just glad it's Michigan.
I was glad to see, because I had to go to Twitter for this, right. But there were a lot of gun owners who were
kind of
embarrassed.
Well, they should be.
Then pointing out that these people don't represent us normal gun owners.
Of course they don't, but they're idiots.
Well, I just...
You shouldn't be able to have a gun there.
What's their point?
You shouldn't be able to have a gun there.
And if they're trying to intimidate politicians by carrying their AK-47s,
they are.
Then isn't that a terrorist act?
By the way, all those dudes are black. See what happens. That's everywhere, and that's true.
That's blood.
And don't yell libtards to us, because that is true.
That's blood.
All those dudes are black.
And tear gas.
In the morning. That'd be a good show, man. Blood and tear gas.
It's a little heavy.
Those guys are crazy, man. They'll do anything. They didn't last long, but they did some crazy bits.
Those guys are out of control.
Blood and tear gas. I wish we'd have thought of that when we got together. We'd still be blood and tear gas in the morning. That show would kick ass.
And it would be even more relevant today than when we got together.
Oh, yeah. I listen to blood. Who wouldn't want to say that? I listen to blood and tear gas. Those guys rock. Once again, I think that's a short-lived kind of show, though.
That doesn't sound like it has a lot of staying power.
Right. It would burn bright, though.
They would kill interns.
Yeah, but it would fade out just as quickly.
Their interns would die.
Let's not go killing interns.
Bush would have been dead.
That's too close to home.
I interned for blood and tear gas.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm missing an arm.
We would have killed an intern every week.
Be like the Spinal Tap drummer dying all the time.
Exactly. The blood and tear gas. Yeah, interns don't make it.
I did some painful stuff, but nothing that would have killed me.
That rocks. I'm glad you said that word, Craig. Whoever said that word. Whoever said blood and tear gas.
That might have come out.
I don't even remember. We should just change the name of the show, man. I'm serious. That's great, man. All right.
So in Michigan, they've got condoms by mail program now.
Got it.
Since you can't go get them, they'll mail them to you for free to replace county giveaways. They say it's important they help communities protect themselves from the infections, the HIV, and the unintended pregnancies.
What I saw yesterday, this happened about 40 years too late.
Well, they have been giving them away. They have been giving them away, but certainly they weren't 40 years ago. And you can get your unmarked packages of 10 condoms via an email, if you are in the state of Michigan.
You'd order some for your buddies.
Yeah.
Have him show up as a wife, get all pissed off.
You had me at unmarked package here, Craig.
Or if you need some and you got a no getting laid friend, you have him email in and get 10 for you.
Everybody's got a no getting laid friend. And if it's not you, if you'll know who it is.
It's you.
It's you. All right. Hey, remember, you are the champions. All right. Mark Lundholm later on. One of those road dogs we're talking about.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.